You know, so many people think of Yogananda as a stern disciplinarian. He wasn't like that at all. So many people feel that they should not laugh when they're representing him. He was full of laughter. I don't know what they're talking about. He had the most delightful sense of humor. Sometimes I'd almost be rolling in the aisles, you might say, with that. And yet he was always in control. And if he didn't feel like laughing, you couldn't make him laugh. He was very dignified. He saw the absurdity of life and reveled in it. But at the same time, he had this lack of ego. When I looked into his eyes, I never saw ego there. I never saw a sense of self-consciousness. There was never any personal reaction. If he had to scold me, and he did scold me sometimes, I would see in his eyes this regret that he had to talk like that, because he was so full of love. He used to say that I only like to discipline with love. My heart just wilts when I have to discipline in other ways. But he had a duty. He was the guru. It was his job to correct us. Nonetheless, he was so loving. I remember, I mean, it wasn't just an expression in his eyes. I had laser surgery on my eyes, so now I see clearly at a distance. But then I was very nearsighted, so that I couldn't tell the expressions on a person's face across the room. And I remember one time at the desert when I left the room and I looked back to say goodbye, and there was a power of love flowing from his eyes that made me just feel like weeping. In fact, I did weep. He was so tender and at the same time so wise, and he always lifted our minds and our hearts to the highest in us. Somebody in Australia once asked me, he said, I don't believe in God. What can you say about God that will impress me? And I said, well, why don't you think of God as the highest potential you can imagine for yourself? Well, Yogananda held out that potential to us. He told me when I'd only been with him a year, to grow a beard. He never let anybody else grow a beard. But he, for some reason, wanted me to. I think probably because he wanted me to teach and lecture in his name. And I looked very young for my age. At any rate, one time somebody thought, well, because I had a beard, I must look like Jesus Christ. So they wanted me to be at a Masonic installation of officers or whatever they had and play the part of Jesus at Gethsemane. I didn't have any words to utter. I would just sort of sit there and look tragic, I guess. Anyway, afterwards, Yogananda said that people had said to him that I looked like Jesus. And I said, well, I'd much rather be like him. You know, he didn't smile. I thought he would laugh at that one. He said, that will come. In other words, he always held up and very, very clearly before our minds our own highest potential. He saw us all as enlightened souls, even though we weren't. He saw our potential as children of God, and he addressed that always. He never descended from that level. He never became familiar in the sense of ordinary human egos. I never could get over the feeling, even when he was laughing, that I was in the presence of God himself.